Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We've got a very exciting show. I got a lot of news. And not only do I have news, but I have some great quotes from some people here today. Always fun when you've got wacky quotes. We got news on Hulk Hogan, we got news on WWE new signees, we got news on TNA and Kurt Angle. And in the final segment of the show, we're going to be joined by the Doctor of Lucha himself. Steve Sims is back on the show today. He was here briefly yesterday to talk about what's going on in CMLL. And he's going to be on today as well to talk about the latest in AAA. They ran that pay-per-view recently, and apparently it did a lot better than people expected. When you factor out refunds, maybe not so well. There were a lot of technical issues with that show. But we're going to talk about that here on the program today. And it is Open Line Friday. It's probably not opening up the phone lines in the first segment, but we'll run through a whole bunch of phone calls in the second segment here on the program today. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone number, of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. If you'd like to give us a call, those are the numbers. We're going to be joined by Mike Sempervivi as well. And of course, if you're online today, four other numbers heading directly into the studio up at WrestlingObserver.com. So head up there and check those out. As noted, news coming up here. We've got Night of Champions coming up. The new season of Ultimate Fighter kicked off last night with Conor McGregor. We've got the Wednesday Night Wars. I watched NXT, as well as a retro episode of Raw, which is now on my Wednesday Night Wars docket. And let me tell you, these Raws from 1996 sucked. For those of you that can't figure out why Nitro was winning the Monday Night Wars earlier on, well, watch the retro Raws and you'll have your answer. We're going to be back in just a moment to talk about all of that and so much more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Flasser is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Flassers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today before we get into the phone calls and such. And Mike, I'm not sure if you're aware or not, but Hulk Hogan has already picked up a new gig. It didn't
really
take long.
No.
Yeah. Fanpix.com is pleased to announce that Terry Hulk Hogan Bollea will be the fantasy sports site's official spokesman. The mercurial WWE Hall of Fame legend and sports icon has been selected due to both his enormous popularity with fans the world over and his love of sports. Fanpix.com has no doubt the beloved athlete will lead his loyal fans to the site in his latest role as brand ambassador. He was the main contributor to the success of pro wrestling during his time with the WWE, blah, blah, blah. In this morning's announcement, FanPix.com spokesman Sean Perez said, "We all make mistakes and deserve second chances. Hulk Hogan is an admired athlete and global icon. For 3+ decades, he has inspired fans. He is the perfect partner. He will be making contributions to Make-A-Wish on behalf of Hulk Hogan as well." So there you go. It didn't take long. He's already got another gig.
I guess at the site right now, it's one of those daily fantasy sites like FanDuel or DraftKings. They're way, way, way behind FanDuel and DraftKings, and I don't think Hulk Hogan is really going to help them. But I guess good for Hulk. I don't know why exactly he's being described as mercurial. Really don't understand that one.
Don't look
is
at me,
Hulk
dude.
Hogan unstable or unpredictable, the unpredictable Hulk Hogan?
Well, you know, of late he's been pretty unpredictable.
Unless he's made of mercury, could be the other reason why, which is why his skin tone is the way it is.
Now, on, I guess, a somewhat related note, there is another WWE developmental performer who, when people went through this person's Twitter, I guess they go under the name Jasmine, they found more offensive tweets. Not a week goes by when we don't have an incident like this with somebody being found to have offensive tweets. Well, PW Insider contacted WWE about this, and WWE issued a statement. Now, you recall that the last time this happened, the individual in question, Zara, who was the girlfriend of Seth Rollins, by the way, they showed up together at the Takeover show. She ended up being released from the company in the wake of this. So now there's this other girl here, Jasmine, and there were very questionable tweets on her timeline. And WWE's official response to PW Insider on the situation is, quote, "WWE conducted a thorough investigation and has determined that Nuv Al-Aribi's," that's Jasmine's real name, which I'm sure I butchered, "Twitter account was used without her knowledge when she was 16 and 17 years old. Jasmine remains apologetic for any offensive remarks that were made." And Jasmine said, quote, "Unfortunately, I used poor judgment sharing my Twitter account with somebody else. I am truly sorry for any offensive remarks that were posted." So there you go. It wasn't hacked. It was, that'd be the term. She shared it with the wrong person. So I guess now she's okay.
Not that.
Yes.
Still a bad look. Still, to me, if that was the case, then why didn't you erase it? Then why didn't you delete it? Then why didn't you make it go away when you were 16 or 17 years old or 18 or 19 or now that you're 20, 21, I guess you'll be this year, erase it. Flip side of that, it's 16 or 17. It's much easier to believe that scenario that somebody took her phone, that one of her friends, you know, that they you have fights at 16 and 17 and you're going to be a catty bitch with your friend. That you would do something like this. It's far more believable that it would happen to a 16 or 17 year old than it would be for a 24, 25 year old. And as we've seen with most cases of pro wrestlers and things happening on Twitter, it's been older people. But you rewind, and if you were, I don't know if this was something that happened on my Twitter that somebody had used, I'm deleting it right away. And I guess, problem is, I guess people will, there's always a way to find out because it's on the internet, that was on there. And people, I guess, there's this cottage industry, I
Let's
guess.
Let's just shut down our social media accounts. This has been my recommendation.
Well,
for
yeah,
some time.
But I mean, but realistically, that's not going to happen. And I'm amazed that people will mine tweets. It just is absolutely positively ridiculous that people will go back and mine tweets to the level that they do.
Okay.
But with that said, again, why was this never deleted? Why did nobody ever look into this? And I guess this is the something that WWE is going to have to do now. No, and I guess everybody has to do is to go back and thoroughly check. So you're not, you get no October surprises from one of your workers because something that happened, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Okay, listen, I'm going to make this easy for everybody, okay? If you're listening to this right now and you have any connection with professional wrestling, somebody is going to go through your timeline and they're going to try and find something offensive that you did. It doesn't matter if it's right. It doesn't matter if these people have no lives. It doesn't matter if they're on a crusade. It doesn't matter. All that matters is they're going to start doing this. So, if you've been an idiot on Twitter, either shut it down or you can go online and there are places that you can go where you can search your own timeline for stupid stuff that you have said. So, my point is here, like, nobody should be caught off guard by this. You shouldn't have ever put anything stupid on Twitter. If you've got any sort of brain, I mean, you shouldn't put anything stupid on the internet. But if you did, you have had now fair warning. Go up there and find one of these programs that can scour your Twitter. It's going to keep happening.
There's a program that you could scour your Twitter with?
Yeah, somebody just tweeted me the other day. They were like, can you alert all of the WWE personnel that you can use this here and find out if there's anything stupid that you put on Twitter? It's out there. What's so funny?
Then why doesn't WWE use this then? Somebody inside WWE knows about it. Why don't you let somebody at WWE know?
Well, I'm sure they maybe have let somebody in WWE know. I'm trying to help everybody out right here.
Look, young people are stupid. And young people, you know,
old people are stupid. Hulk Hogan's 62.
Well, this is this is true. I don't know. I'm amazed all around by this stuff. I'm a little depressed by it, frankly, because it is hard to believe over and over and over again, because everybody always gives the same excuse. It wasn't me. Nobody usually ever just, you know, jumps up, waves their hands in the air, go, that was me. You know, they always have an excuse for it. There's always, you know, this or that or some other nonsense for it. So I don't know. The whole thing all the way around is depressing.
Well, you know, sometimes people are falsely accused, Mike. Sometimes it's not their fault. But my whole point is nobody should be caught off guard. There should not be one new signee in the future who is shocked to find that fans have been going through their timeline to find out if they said anything stupid. It has now been at least twice, and I've probably forgotten other times. People are going to go through and do this, so either don't do anything stupid, which would be the ideal scenario. The ideal scenario would be don't put anything stupid on your social media.
Hey, don't be racist or sexist or any
yeah,
of those
that'd
things.
Be the
it's also
ideal.
A good start, too.
That'd be the best start, okay? But everyone has now had fair warning. So Can we move on with other stories in wrestling now, aside from people being stupid on social media?
How is Lana doing?
I don't know.
Is she resting
surgery.
Comfortably? Is she? Do you think they've given her the right amount of Tylenol?
You know what's funny about that resting comfortably? My father-in-law suffered a hernia, and he had to get hernia surgery. And before he went in for surgery, they said, well, you know, this is what it's going to entail, and there's going to be minor discomfort for a couple of days. And about a week later, he was like, I don't think they really understood what the term minor discomfort meant, because it was not minor discomfort. It was major discomfort for a long time. So whenever they say so-and-so is wrestling comfortably, I would bet 50% of the time they're wrestling uncomfortably after all sorts of surgeries. We're going to take calls after the break, everybody. And then Dr. Lucha is going to be joining us here in a while. Should be a fun time. Check it out. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com, and joined by you as we are taking calls in this segment, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And all of the other numbers heading into the studio, available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. To the phones, let's head to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Buzz from Florida.
Buzz from Florida. What's going on?
Not much, guys. Two things. First thing was, I know Hulk Hogan got his new gig, and that's great and everything, but there's a guy WWE better be on the lookout for. got a lot of similarities. It's called Mr. America.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Second thing was, you know, I've been watching those old Raws since you guys started doing it on the Brian and Vinny show. And
my condolences.
I get where you're coming from. Yeah. And by the way, my buffering is great. So I just was kind of curious, since you wrote the book about, you know, the death of WCW and everything, where do you see the landscape of wrestling had WCW actually won the Monday Night Wars? That's basically all I had. Thanks, guys.
Man, that's a loaded question right there. Had WCW won the Monday Night Wars? I don't know if there would be big-time wrestling in this country today. Because if they would have won the Monday Night Wars, I mean, they still were going to implode. And I guess we would have had a wrestling landscape with probably very similar today, a whole bunch of indies. You'd probably have had TNA, which would, God knows, maybe be in the same place it is right now. I don't know. It's hard to imagine a wrestling landscape where WWE, WWF died. I mean, they had a very, very bad year in 96, but I mean, I don't even know what that means to have won the war. I mean, I guess that would have mean that I guess that means that, that WWF would have gone out of business. I mean, if WCW would have won for longer, I mean, it still looks like they were heading towards an implosion. And so at the end of the day, WWF would have won, just might have taken longer. It's an interesting question. I don't have a good answer for you.
I'm just happy it's we don't have to worry about that. I don't think anybody realizes it. It's funny as time goes on. It's sometimes there's people that just don't realize how poorly run WCW was and how bad it got at the end and how many holes were in the ship as even as times were good and how, you know, it was almost inevitable. And hey, it didn't happen, and I'm not saying we're in the best position in the world right now or anything like that, but if WCW would have won, can you imagine, can you just imagine what the... I will say this, there may be more wrestling third parties now, if that was the case. I'm not saying wrestling would be stronger or anything like that. In fact, it would probably be much, much worse off, but there may actually be... amazingly more options for guys to work, because I could have seen that splintering off and going a million different directions.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm at 1996. I'm at September 96 watching Nitros. And there's some problems here and there, but it's a way better show than 1996 Raw. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. The Sting angle, which is funny because if you read the Observers from the time, Dave was very, very down on the fake Sting angle. But that angle was great. And it set the seeds for the next year and a half. It was a storyline that they talked about this. Arn Anderson talked about this in interviews. This was a storyline 10 years in the making. This guy Sting, he had been the company's main guy for so long, and now he apparently had turned his back on the company. But in storyline, he really had not. It was a fake Sting. All of his friends didn't believe Sting. Sting got very, very upset, and he disappeared. It's a great story in hindsight. And we'll see how it plays out over the next year and a half. To the Parts Unknown line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dan Hernandez.
Yes,
Dan. I'm calling from Parts Unknown because I want to talk about 9/11. Because for example, I was too young when that happened. And, like, one of the big things WWE always be patting stuff on the back is, like, they were the first live show to go on, like, that Thursday for SmackDown. And since y'all were around, since you have more better memory of that time, like, what was, like, the Observer like about that show? Like why did that show go live? And did that show get any, like, media buzz? Like, oh, this wrestling show went, you know, live a couple of days after so many people were in the same place? And that's my question.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, that was 15 years ago, and, you know, my memory is. But to the best of my knowledge, it didn't seem to get, like, a lot of mainstream buzz. Like, oh... These great WWE performers are going out there and doing the show immediately in the aftermath of 9/11. The only real 9/11 stuff that I remember was that promo that Stephanie did a few years later. Do you remember this, Mike? What was it? She said something really weird.
Well, I mean...
Can anyone on Twitter remind me if we've forgotten...
On that SmackDown, she when they had those little interviews that they did compare 9/11 to the federal government coming after her father.
That's right. That's what it was.
And that was, you know,
ill-advised.
Yes, it was one of those things where you could, if you watched wrestling long enough and you could be as inside the mind of a McMahon as possible, you kind of knew what she was trying to say. It was just incredibly stupid and didn't really, it didn't make any sense, you know, just, you know, being under attack, you know, from the federal government on steroid charges is not exactly being under attack from terrorists, but hey, it's a McMahon thing.
Well, you know, maybe I'm just a forgiving guy. I don't know. But to me, it's always when somebody does an interview in the aftermath of something tragic and they say something dumb, I'm always kind of forgiving of it. I don't want to say it doesn't matter what it is, but I mean, when something tragic happens, people don't think clearly. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's like when the Owen Hart situation occurred and he fell and died in the middle of a pay-per-view, and, you know, years later, people are looking back and they're making comparisons of, oh, you know, this sports star died and they stopped the game, and, oh, it was so terrible that they kept the show going. And I mean, there's a lot of judgment in hindsight, but nobody was there. No one, I mean, people were there, but I mean, a lot of the people that were critical of the decision they made, and I mean, I can be critical of it. I could have said we would have stopped the show. I mean, if Mike had a heart attack in the middle of the show, it's not like I'm going to go, hey, let's keep doing the show. But maybe I would. Who knows? That's my point. When something tragic happens, nobody's thinking clearly. I mean, I was merely watching the show, and I don't remember anything about that show to this day. I don't remember the show. I don't remember the matches. I don't remember anything about it. I was in a haze. So imagine if you're there and you've got to make all of these decisions. I mean, yeah, you can look 10 years back and go, well, that was some stupid decisions. But you're looking with 10 years of hindsight and with a logical mind. And nobody has a logical mind when bad things happen. And they say dumb things. They do dumb things. They do things they later regret. It's tough to judge.
I agree. I agree with what you're saying, but that's many times that happens when somebody who, you know, is irrelevant in the case has a mic stuck in front of their face and go, hey, tell us about this. Hey, what do you think about this? This is something where WWE was a production of their own where they sat down and they said, you know, hey, tell us your feelings about, you know, 2,000, 3,000, whatever it was, you know, people that just died in these attacks and in these plane wrecks. A little bit different. And when you're in the public relations business, and I know this was, you know, 2001, but they were incredibly well-versed on what they were doing. And just to take that shot and the fact that that went through and nobody caught it or nobody even batted an eye, I understand what you're saying, and you're exactly right. You know, when the media does this and they'll come up and, you know, again, just shove some, you know, mic in somebody's face and catch them off guard and go, what do you think about this? And they may not be the most eloquent, you know, person to talk about it. Is a little bit different than a production you're having of your own where you go out there and do that.
All right, I think we got time for one more call on the Parts Unknown line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh man, Ryan, right on time. What's up?
Question is about Nikki Bella. Do you think that John Cena could interfere in the Charlotte match? Because
no.
I plan to see the SummerSlam for that.
Do you mean interfere like in the middle of the match, or are you talking about interfering in the finish of what they've decided backstage before the show?
I'm talking about in the actual match.
No.
Like have them on Raw.
No. They never acknowledge that relationship on Raw. They never.
On Total Divas they do.
Well, yeah, but the match is not Total Divas. It's on Raw.
But they show the commercials on Raw.
Well, they do show the commercials on Raw, but no, I do not expect John Cena to interfere in the Nikki Bella Charlotte match. What do you envision him doing, Ryan? Running in and hitting one of the girls with the belt? Preferably not his girlfriend?
You never know
girlfriend.
With John Cena. He's pretty unpredictable sometimes.
But he's a babyface.
He'd just be helping out his woman, though. Isn't that what a good guy does? He helps out his girlfriend?
Well, yeah, but John Cena's a babyface. Well, it depends on if Nikki's a babyface or a heel on the show. Sometimes she's a heel, sometimes she's a babyface.
And doesn't that make it okay then?
So you think that if John Cena interfered in that women's match on the show Monday, that would make him more or less beloved by the audience?
Well, I would just be following his principle of hustle, loyalty, and respect, because he'd be respecting and showing loyalty to his girlfriend.
Yeah, but he never does that on. What about all those times that Nikki Bella gets beat up on Raw? Where's John Cena? Where was John Cena last week when she was tapping out to the figure eight?
Well, now there's incentive for him because Ric Flair messed things up for him at SummerSlam.
I'm lost. Oh, you know what? I actually do see what you're talking about. So this is John Cena's revenge on Ric Flair. Okay, so John Stewart interfered because he was respectful of Ric Flair. So essentially, right, you're saying Ric Flair screwed John Cena. And so since Charlotte Flair is with Nikki Bella, John Cena could screw Charlotte, figuratively, not literally, cost her the title, and this would make sense.
Right.
You're right, but it's never going to happen. Back
in a
moment, everybody.
Attack.
Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
How would you like to earn over 8% per year in your investment portfolio in a conservative investment that has been considered one of the best-kept secrets in investing? At Pacific Private Money, we are actually paying over 8%. Imagine what a mutual fund of low loan-to-value mortgages would look like. Well, that is very similar to what participating in the Pacific Private Money Fund is like, because we own many loans in the fund that are actually less than 60% loan-to-value. It would be extremely difficult to find an investment that yields over 8% with this much collateral. We pay you monthly. Can you imagine earning more in 1 month than most banks are paying in 1 year? Of course you have questions about how we can deliver this. So call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 and we will answer all of your questions. You can also visit us at pacificmoneyfund.com.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play free for a shot at $2 million in Sunday's $10 million millionaire maker. Enter ATTACK for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we're not at this moment joined by the Doctor of Lucha. Couldn't get a hold of him. So what we'll do is plan to reschedule him for next week's show. And that means your chance to be the guest today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. Give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. Four other numbers are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you have great booking scenarios, like the one that Ryan from Cumberland just brought us, you're welcome to call and alert us. That's the only way that I can describe Ryan's calls. He's alerting us to things.
Yeah, things are, yes, we are now knowledgeable over more things than we were, I guess, going into his phone call. No, that's not true at all.
Now, one thing, there is one good thing about Dr. Luchinup being on the show today, and that is that I have time to read some of these quotes.
From where?
Do you remember Tim Sylvia?
I do indeed.
Yeah, Tim Sylvia did an interview the other day. I actually don't know where it is. I apologize if the outlet is listening. I will be happy to state where this interview took place, but he's talking about when he left UFC, and he's very upset with one Brock Lesnar. Tim Sylvia says, I was making $100,000 a show and $100,000 to win in the UFC. I would have to win four fights in the UFC to make the $800,000 that I was going to get paid. What the heck is he even saying here? I can't even understand what he's trying to say here.
And you have to say with his main accent.
Yeah, anyway, I'm already lost. But anyway, he says, I had one fight on my contract left, and I wanted to fight Brock Lesnar next. They wouldn't let me do it. I wanted to get paid what he was getting paid. He was getting $300,000 and $300,000 plus pay-per-view buys. He was making about $3 million a fight. I was like, I'm the former effing heavyweight champ, and this guy comes in and he's making this kind of money? He's only fought once in his career. I was very bitter, very PO'd. UFC said they were going to have me fight Chick Congo over in Europe, and I said I wasn't interested. I asked them to release me from my contract. They did, and the next day I signed with Affliction. This guy doesn't get why Brock Lesnar was making all of this money and he wasn't.
Oh, he gets it. He's
no,
just
he
in
doesn't.
Denial.
He's a yes, numbskull. He does.
Well, you know, maybe not. He's just in denial over things. I mean, nobody, if you, unless you lived through it, you don't know how weak the UFC's heavyweight division was then. You know, the fact that we got two Andre Arlovsky, Tim Sylvia fights should tell you something. You know, that this was not a thumping division or anything like that. He knows why. He doesn't, you know, because one fight out of being out of the UFC, he was starched by Fedor, and then he goes and, you know, gets even fatter and loses to Ray Mercer in 9 seconds in one of the most embarrassing situations for MMA ever, coming to MMA versus boxing. So he can be upset that he didn't get this or get that in the UFC, but the fact of the matter is you're the one who lost to Randy Couture. You just happened to be around at a very weak time for the UFC's heavyweight division, as well as being a much weaker time monetarily for them. And if you're Brock Lesnar, you get the riches and the spoils that come with being Brock Lesnar. And that's just the way it is. So either he really truly is in complete, absolute denial and just does not get it. And I refuse to believe that or it's just nonsense.
Here's what I love about it. I mean, he says right here. He says Brock is getting 300 and 300 plus pay-per-view buys. Okay? So what's 300 plus 300, Mike?
600.
600. So he's saying that Brock is getting 600 plus pay-per-view buys. And he himself says the guy's making $3 million a fight. What does that tell you about Brock's pay-per-view buys?
They're big?
Exactly.
And he's valuable?
I couldn't even believe this interview. I mean, I could believe it, but I was baffled. So, yeah, that's Tim Sylvia, everybody. Doesn't get it. And we've also got this here, Ultimate Fighter, the new season, with Conor McGregor and Uriah Faber is kicked off. And the first show of the new season up 27% from the previous season's debut. Now, granted, that's only 745,000 viewers at the peak. But still, Uriah and Conor McGregor are, in fact, doing all right. And, you know, as many people have noted, this Conor McGregor-Jose Aldo fight's coming up. and Uriah Faber is fighting on the same card. And so I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the entire reason that Uriah Faber is fighting on that card is if Jose Aldo, as Conor McGregor likes to say, doesn't show up, well, there you go. You've got a ready-made fight of Conor McGregor and Uriah Faber, which I think would do pretty well.
Absolutely. And even if you don't get it now, as we talked about, I don't even know if it was this week or last week, you have those built-in fights. I don't know if necessarily anybody wants to see them, but I would assume that there would be at least a little bit of interest in a Mendez, or, you know, which we're obviously going to get that one again, but Frankie Edgar and most certainly Uriah Faber, all will probably get their shot at Conor at some point down the line.
This person wants to know if Ryan can never call in again. What a terrible thing to say about young Ryan.
Can he not call in again?
He tries every time. Ryan, by the way, here says, I would not call John Cena costing Charlotte the Divas title a heel turn. It's more of a tweener turn.
A tween turn?
Can you really have a tweener turn? Is that even possible?
If anybody could, it would definitely be the Big Show.
And Ryan, his this is a different guy. His Twitter handle is actually Ryan Mark. And I'm not sure if the Ryan he's a mark for is Ryan from Cumberland, but he says, for what it's worth on Raw, Flair put Cena over and said if anybody breaks his record, he wanted it to be a guy like John Cena, so no need for revenge.
That's true.
Still, it was still Flair's fault, in a way. In other news here, we got some news from Impact. So the show this week on Destination America was up, I don't want to say dramatically, but last week they did 335,000 viewers, and this week they did 353,000, did 96,000 on the replay, which was also up significantly. So they did 450,000 viewers, which is up about 30,000 viewers from last week. I don't know if that means a lot, but, I mean, if it were me, and it was allegedly, potentially, the final month ever on Destination America, I would be thrilled to be getting numbers like this, because who knows? Maybe you can swing some sort of deal. And the Ring of Honor show did 138,000 viewers, which was down. So, not looking good for Ring of Honor on Destination America. The numbers continue to fall, and they're down to only one airing of the show. So my guess would be that likely...
But it's looking good for Impact, then?
Well, it hasn't been looking good for a long time for Impact, but... My point is, it does not look like when this Ring of Honor deal is done, they're going to be getting another deal with Destination America.
If you're Spike TV, are you impressed by that big 350,000 number?
I wouldn't be, unless I was getting it for nothing.
Not a chance they go back. They'd be insane.
You can't say there ain't a chance, Mike.
There is a chance, but they would be absolutely, positively insane to go back to that again. Because it's just, why would you not start up your own company or at least
with
dip
who?
Your toes in the water with somebody else? Jeff Jarrett, start up your own? Maybe?
Okay, listen, I have a lot of respect.
If they're so knowledgeable over wrestling, which, you know, and there's so much love for wrestling, why would they not want to have the control over this? Knowing what happened the last time around, bring in your own people, do things your own way so you don't have the issues that you have with an Impact.
Jeff Jarrett has been running GFW, Global Force Wrestling events, in ballparks, and every report I get is it's drawing 300 to 400 people.
I know, but Dixie Carter's been running a wrestling promotion for 10 years and did it right into the ground.
She did it right into the ground, but they were still doing 1.1 million viewers with the television product. If Spike TV can get that cheap, and trust me, they can get it cheap, because what suitors does Impact have right now? What are their other television options? If Destination America cancels them 1 year into a three-year deal, what other options do they have?
Obviously a time buy on Pop TV.
Okay, so if their options are a time buy on Pop TV, Spike could throw peanuts at them. And they could get 1.1 million viewers probably right out the gate for very, very little money.
I they could probably also wait till they just drop dead and pick what they actually wanted from any production or any employees that are still left or any of that sort of stuff and just start it up yourself.
Well, you could. You could try that. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just not ruling out the possibility that Spike may want to throw peanuts and get that show back.
I don't know. To me, it's so damaged.
If I had peanuts, I'd do it.
Dance monkeys dance. Yes, this I doesn't make any sense to me. It really it doesn't. I mean, I guess I get it, but if I'm paying any sort of money, which that's what they would be doing, even though it would be, I guess, chump change in comparison to other properties on the network, still it doesn't. If I'm doing that and I have the history I do with that company, there's no way. No way.
I also want to clarify something here because we've had some confusion. So TNA, or actually it was Kurt Angle, he was on Mark Madden's show, and he announced that he was not going to be re-signing with TNA Wrestling. And then, a couple of days ago, TNA announced that Kurt Angle was returning to TNA Wrestling on October 3rd, and he was going to be working Bound for Glory, which got everybody confused. And I think the reason everybody's confused is because a lot of people aren't paying really close attention to Impact. Kurt Angle has not been on the show for a while. Kurt Angle had a benign tumor in his neck, and he was off television, and he wasn't doing anything, and he will be returning under the terms of his old contract for these two shows. Now, when this contract ends, he has alerted us that he is not going to be signing a new deal. So I know that it seemed that people were confused that I thought he wasn't coming back, and now he's coming back. Two completely different things. He's still in the middle of a contract right now, and he's coming back if these two shows even run. They are claiming they're doing Bound for Glory, and they are claiming they're doing an October 3rd live event, but they have announced no television tapings after October, and that is not a good sign.
No, it's not. It looks like we're towards the end. I'm interested if things don't actually shake out and they aren't able to find anybody else. Do they hold on to that library? And does anybody besides WWE pop up and have interest in it? I'm actually very interested because if you think about it, there's been a lot of great stuff that's happened on Impact with a lot of great guys over the years. There's been a lot of nonsense too, but there really has been a lot of great stuff that's been on there in that length of time that they've been on. So I am very interested to know what happens to their footage. Where do we go with it? Do they hold on to it and decide to put it up in a video on demand over the top, not over the top, but a video on demand type of service like NWA Classics? It'll be interesting to see what happens to that.
I would bet that WWE is not given a lot of thought about potentially buying the TNA library if the company goes under, because if there were any thoughts of doing so, you would think that they would pick up a couple of the TNA stars so that they could say down the road, oh, now you can see more of Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe, James Storm, AJ Styles, whoever. And we put all this footage on 24/7 or the WWE Network. Anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Do not forget, next week is Ring of Honor week here on the program. Every day, we are going to be joined by Ring of Honor superstars to plug their next pay-per-view, which is coming up next Friday, going head-to-head with the CMLL Anniversary Show. We'll be trying to get Dr. Lucha on the show next week as well to talk more about AAA and the CMLL Anniversary Show. Amazingly, there is no UFC this weekend. Unless I'm totally out of my mind, Mike. I'm pretty sure there's no UFC this weekend.
Yes, I don't think there's a UFC Bulgaria or anything like that taking place. They're giving us at least a little bit of time to breathe before they beat us over the head again.
That's right, that's right. So no UFC this weekend, no WWE pay-per-view as well. But we are a couple of weeks away from WWE Night of Champions, and so we'll be talking about that on the program as well over the next week. And as always, we'll be taking your phone calls. May even open... probably not. I was thinking of opening the lines for the Ring of Honor guys, but I was just trying to imagine the questions that Ryan would ask Veda Scott, for example. And I quickly realized the error of my ways. Not a good idea. All of the news, everybody. WrestlingObserver.com. If you missed any portion of the show, it's going to replay today, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Every day we replay at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And of course, as a subscriber, you get full access to every show we have ever done, including all of the daily shows we do only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. There's over 7,000 shows in the archives. The Wrestling Observer Live shows are available about 10 minutes after the show goes off the air, commercial-free for subscribers as well. So head over to WrestlingObserver.com and check it out. And I want to give a big shout-out to Carl Stern, who's got a new recording set up. His audio quality will be better than ever for the Carl Stern Show. Check those out as well. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Everybody listening and calling, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.